The Warriors wrapping up a three-game homestand hosting the Detroit Pistons for a Sunday evening matchup at Oracle Arena. And Stephen Curry helping lead the way with a game-high 26 points, fueled by 5 three-pointers. Klay Thompson delivering 24 points with 4 threes on the night, while Kevin Durant added 14 points and 11 assists. And Draymond Green with 14 points as well to go with 8 assists. Andrew Bogut added 8 points and 5 boards to the mix as the Warriors take down the Pistons, 121 to 114 the final.
And that will do it. So the Pistons and Warriors pretty spirited on a Sunday. And a credit to both teams. They both played last night. And they both played with energy and effort throughout the evening. The Warriors shoot an outstanding 61% from the field.
Steve, what did you notice about the way you guys were locked in on defense tonight?
Nothing surprising. You know, this group has shown a lot of resilience, obviously, to do what they've done the last few years. And anytime we've had a bad loss, we generally bounce back pretty quickly. So I was impressed with the effort defensively, with the energy. A lot of guys came off the bench, did a really nice job, and it's a good win, good solid win.
Hey Steve, with the game that Steph had, how much did you see him benefiting from the rest?
He looked fresh, you know, right from the outset, and you know, it's obviously the rest is not just for one night; it's for the long haul. And I think it was the right thing to do, and he looked great out there tonight.
Steve, Kevin had 6 shot attempts and 11 assists. How much of that is reacting to the way the Pistons are playing him, or how much is it reacting to Steph and Klay, obviously, who are shooting well early, and he sort of shifts into facilitator mode?
Well, Kevin is such a great, talented player that he can just do whatever he wants on the floor. So he decided to be a distributor tonight. He obviously 11 assists. I thought his defense was great. So it's he's just one of those guys who's so talented. It's kind of whatever he chooses to do that night, that's what he does.
Coach, what did you think of Draymond's defense, particularly on Blake? It seemed like in the first quarter he was in the post, he was playing really well against him.
I thought Draymond's energy and defensive effort sparked us all night. He takes the challenge when he faces Blake. Obviously, they've been going head-to-head for many years, and it's a hell of a challenge. Blake's as tough as anybody to guard, and Draymond was fantastic.
Steve, I don't know how to do this record and ask questions, so just bear with me. I'm gonna press record, and then I got.
You should
questions.
Get Anthony to show you.
I'm Slater tonight. I'm trying to.
Okay.
All right, go. Number one, are you sure Steph rested? According to social media, he didn't get much rest. And secondarily, when you analyze how they play. I guess after the last game, there was a lot of talk about how the Warriors aren't caring very much. What's the difference between what we saw tonight, a Warriors team caring, and the previous game where I guess you could surmise that they didn't care very much?
I believe you're using those words, right?
Yeah. I mean, just because that's what I do all my reporting on social media, so that's what I heard.
Okay. So I did not check social media the last couple of days. So as far as I know, Steph got plenty of rest. Are you referring to, something that I don't know about? The party? I don't know. The second question was so long-winded, I can't remember what it was. There's too much going on. Here's what I think. I drove home last night, and as disappointed as I was and as surprised as I was, I realize, over 5 years, what's more surprising than that game last night is not having any of those games for 3 years. Like the first 3 years of this run, I don't think we had a single game like that. And you think about what these guys are doing night after night after night, taking everybody's best shot, playing deep into June. It's actually surprising that there haven't been more of those nights over the years. And what you've seen the last couple of years, the last two seasons, is we've had some letdowns. We've had nights like that. It's hard for anybody to understand what these guys go through physically, emotionally. spiritually, trying to defend the crown, trying to win the title, trying to, stay on top of the mountain. It's hard. And last night they had nothing. They had nothing in the tank. And the great thing about this team, as I mentioned, is they always bounce back because they have so much pride. But what they've accomplished, this team has the best record over the last four seasons of any four-year period in the history of the NBA. So what they've done is just remarkable. So last night was tough, but it's really tough to do what they've done too. So we're gonna give them a pass and we're gonna move on. And we played a good game tonight and we roll on. So I prefer to look back at how few games there have been like last night's over the last 5 years, rather than the opposite.
Now the Warriors hit the road for a pair of games as they will take on the Grizzlies in Memphis and then the T-Wolves in Minnesota. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.